Matt Greenwood on KJF Sports Talk speaking to Jefferson Blue Jays head coach Robert Coonley. The Blue Jays last year going 10-13, unfortunately losing to Saxony Lutheran in the first round of their district tournament, but bringing back certainly some familiar faces. And coach, I want to dive right into it and begin with Levi Ebersolt, a pitcher for you that led the way in innings pitched, led the way in ERA as well, had four complete games. Just a pretty solid arm for you, and he returns as a junior. So being able to put up those numbers last year as a sophomore, I'm sure you expect even greater things this season.
Well, you know, Levi's always been kind of our bulldog. He just pounds the strike zone. He goes out there, he hits his spots, he uses curveball well, he really uses changeup well. And, you know, we always know when he goes out on the mound, he's going to give us a good game. Kind of our guy that will pitch the big games for us, and you know, he's going to be a huge part of our lineup this year.
Let's go ahead and keep with the pitching theme here, Coach Coonley, and talk about a couple of other guys that have returned for you, Ricky Daugherty and Jacob Melton. Now, Melton had some good strikeout numbers, Coach, and Daugherty was a guy that you would throw in just about as many times as you did Ebersolt, but amongst those two guys as pitchers, they are both, again, coming back for you. What are your expectations out of them, and what have you seen from them during this offseason so far?
Well, you know, Ricky had some arm troubles this offseason. You know, he's going into the military, signed up a six-year contract to become an Army Ranger, which we couldn't be more proud of him here at Jefferson. He's going to be mostly an infielder for us. He's really stepped up his game. He realized that he might not be able to pitch as much as he once did. And, you know, he really just worked on his infield. And, you know, it's kind of nice, you know, having him at second base or third base. His glove's really, really sound. And we're excited to get him in the lineup and see what he can produce for us offensively this year. He'll throw a little bit, but not too much. We want to make sure we keep that arm intact for his career as a soldier. And, you know, but we're excited about his transition. Jacob Melton. You know, that's a kid. He's going to really step into, you know, a 1A role or 1B role with Levi being a 1A. You know, and he's gonna eat up a lot of innings for us. You know, with his curveball and how he uses it, you know, he can really shut some teams down. Highlight last season is we went up to Palmyra Tournament up in Palmyra, Missouri, and we played a Q&D, which is Quincy Notre Dame, and he really handled Highland, which was number 5 in the state at the time. You know, winning that game 4-1. Only reason I took him out is he got to his pitch count at 105, and you know, we had to take him out. But we put out another guy for 2 pitches and sealed the win. So we're looking for a lot of great things from Jacob on the mound this year.
Coach, obviously you lose 28 1/3 innings from Daugherty, since you said he'll focus more on the infield now with the bum right arm. And then you lost Zach Richardson. He was an innings eater for you as well, got up to 16 last season. He obviously graduated. So I'm looking a little bit deeper, Coach, and I see a Braden Harmon with 9 2/3 under his belt, John Wyke, a junior with 8 2/3. Are those a couple of guys that you're going to be leaning on for some more innings, or are there some other guys in the mix?
Well, you know, Tommy Boone didn't get to pitch too much because he kind of had some arm troubles last year. But this year, you know, with our pitching coach, DeSalm, working with him in the bullpen, he's done a really good job. We feel like he's going to really step in and almost take 2 innings or two of those guys' innings for us. He's going to be probably another starter for us. Braden Harmon's another guy. He had control issues, especially sophomore year, but now he's really starting to come into his own. He's really lighting up the radar gun. We're excited to see what he can do on the mound. You know, you have Carson Heine, who threw a couple innings for us last year. He's really come a long way with his breaking stuff. And, you know, he's just kind of a crafty righty who comes in, hits his spots, pounds the strike zone, and gets it to roll over. So we're pretty excited about those 3 guys. John White decided to play AAU basketball. He has a career basketball, so we're excited for him. He's gonna continue with that, so he decided not to play this year.
Okay. I had a sense. He put on a pretty darn good year this year in basketball. I had a good sense he might hang up the cleats.
It was fun watching him.
Yeah, most certainly was. And, you know, a district championship, first time in school history for the boys. So, all right, Coach, let's look at the offense now. Colby Ott, I mean, he tends to just do a lot of great things for Jefferson Athletics, almost 1,000 yards rushing this past season for the football team, and a reserve on the basketball team, and a guy that certainly has some good speed. And based on last year's numbers, Coach, leading you guys in 7 of the major offensive categories, including plate appearances, batting average, and on-base percentage. Just a guy that is an all-around talent for you. What are some other positive things you can say about Colby Ott?
Well, he's an incredible infielder as well. He's just really athletic. I mean, you see that in football. You see that in basketball. He's just an athlete. You know, we send video of his plays. You know, we're taping practices now. We send videos of him to different coaches. And what everybody sends back right away is, wow, super athletic. We're really excited to have him at the heart of our order and, you know, kind of leading the offense. I think he's going to be a huge asset to our run production. And, you know, he's a guy that could put one over the fence or he could bunt for a single. So, you know, he's kind of a dual threat in that way, so he's tough to defend.
Coach, I know he's just a sophomore, but I'm looking at the numbers from last year, and what he did was, in some aspects, considerably better than other guys on the team. So are you looking for him to be the example of what you need from the rest of your team offensively, or are there some other guys that you might be interested in highlighting for us?
Well, you know, I mean, Andrew Graves came back. He decided to play for us this year. You know, really excited to have him with his bat speed and how hard he can hit a baseball. It's pretty impressive. He's going to be at the top of the order somewhere. We're really excited to have him back. You know, Jacob Bridges really got his swing under control. He really worked hard in the offseason, you know, with 2-5-3 guys that he works out with. So we're excited to have him back as well, you know. It's going to be interesting coming up with the first couple of lineups just because, you know, you have your power hitters, you have your speed guys who are also power hitters. So it should be a pretty fun offense to watch. You also have Levi Ebersole, who had a great summer, you know, really worked at the bat, really worked with his pitching as well in the offseason. Braden Harmon, who is another guy who had a couple of home runs for us last year. We're looking for more of that from him as well. And then, you know, Jacob Melton, Tommy Moon, like, those guys are just battling out for spots in the lineup every day instead of just pitching. And, you know, I'm really excited about our lineup this year and what it can offer.
Coach Coonley of the Jefferson Blue Jays joining us here on KJ Sports Talk. Coach, before I let you go, I know that you and administration are heavily involved in how the schedule plays out for you guys. So I'm not asking you to go game by game because that would be it would take a while. But for you, you look at the schedule, and I know it's a game-by-game process, but give us an idea as to the toughness of your schedule, things that you like about it, that sort of thing.
Well, you know, we always pride ourselves in playing a very tough schedule. We're really excited about it. You know, you got Chaffee on there. You got Festus on there. You got the Federtown Wood Bat Tournament where you're playing West County, Clearwater, Federtown, which are all three very, very solid teams. Palmyra, you know, we always play one of the top teams in the state. In that tournament, and then, you know, the beginning tournament, right out of the gate, we're playing West County, who's a district opponent who, you know, I mean, that game means a lot, first game. So, you know, we try to stack the schedule as much as we can, so when it gets to district times, we can really, try to succeed, you know, and as well as our district. I mean, anybody 1-6 could win that sucker, so, or 1-7 could win that thing, so. You know, it's just fun baseball. It's always fun when it's competitive every game. It's always fun when you're trying to, you know, just squeak it out every game as opposed to, you know, not playing the best in the state. So we're really excited about it. We're really excited we have the opportunity to play some of these teams too.
All right. Very well, Coach Coonley. It looks like based on the schedule I got from Jason Dreyer that you guys have the Jefferson Herky Tournament Friday and Saturday. Is that still a potential go? And if so, what are the times?
Right now that's kind of up in limbo because of the rain and, you know, fields and if we're going to be able to play all at one place or if we're going to be able to play at us and Zach Bone's place. And, you know, it's just one of those things where right now it's scheduled, I believe, for 1:30, 3:30, 5:30 at our place. And I think they're going at 11, 1, and 3 at their place. So don't quote me on those times, but, you know, It's just exciting. Then the following day we'll play the top two teams, the second teams in each bracket, and the third teams in each bracket, and then those will all be here at 9, 11, and 1.
Okay, very well. So that's obviously a potential, but I guess they're all potentials during the spring season. But it looks like beyond that tournament, Coach Coonley, that Arcadia Valley next Tuesday would be the official beginning, then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be the official beginning, and that's another district opponent. So, you know, we like to stack them early and, you know, get after it. But, like I said, any team we play is pretty tough, and we're really excited about it. You know, it really kind of gets us ready for the postseason play and trying to make sure that we can do what we need to do in the postseason.
All right. Very well, Coach Coonley. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. That is Robert Coonley, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays baseball team, joining us here today on KJS Sports Talk.